Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. Not a bad Monday, though we do have thunderstorms, which are going to be rolling in, could be a couple of moments, could be a couple of hours, depending on where you are, but it does seem as if we're all going to be dealing with them one way or another. I mentioned to you that it's 1 year, over the weekend it was 1 year, since the assassination attempt on President Trump, that first one, in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it was horrifying, obviously. And it was also disgusting to witness some of the pushback from leftists. You just have to begin to wonder, my God, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? The MSNBC types immediately said, well, you know, he wasn't actually shot. It was a piece of shrapnel.
Mm-hmm.
As if that makes it better somehow. It would be one thing if y'all were, I don't know, on a firing range somewhere. And somebody had like a piece of hot lead somehow, some way, you know, it happens when you're shooting. You might get, oh man, that stung, right? Tiny little. Okay, that's one thing. You know, well, come on now. You didn't get shot. You got little something, you know, you're. This was a deranged person on the roof shooting at the President of the United States. And seemingly being okay to be in that position because of what can charitably be described as gross incompetence on the part of some of the Secret Service agents who were deployed. Does anybody else remember the video of the Secret Service agent who I think immediately was dubbed the DEI Secret Service agent? She did not appear to be in the best of physical condition. Now, that can be misleading. I'm not telling you anything, but I'm just telling you what the initial view was. And she couldn't get her damn gun. You remember that? Fumbling around. Listen, this is why you're supposed to drill. It's why you're supposed to practice. Why was she there? And then we learn later on that a number of folks, apparently, on certain details from the Secret Service, yes, they were there, not because of their expertise on the range or their time on the track or the length of service on the job. And you think, man, I don't even want to think that's real. I don't even want to think that that's a possibility, but there it is. President Trump was asked about the assassination attempt. Cut number 4, please.
On this one-year anniversary of Butler, what was going through your mind this morning when you woke up? I know that you're praising God you're alive, but a lot of people want to know how you're taking this day on this one-year anniversary.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again. But God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's the more you think about it, the more you see it. But I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do, so I don't like to think about it much. It's a little bit of a dangerous profession being president, but I really don't like to think about it too much. You're better off not.
Yeah. I don't think I would want to think about it. Although I think I would want to be grateful every single solitary day. Every single solitary day. Could you imagine for a second somebody was trying to murder you? That's what that was. And I know you're not the president. I'm not the president. We don't have protection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But just imagine for a second you're in that position. Good Lord. It re-energized President Trump. It re-energized the support for President Trump. It showed, I think, a side of President Trump that most people either were unaware of or didn't believe existed in the first place. He has been way more vocal about religion and faith and God and the rest of it, don't you think, since then? Grateful. How about cut number one?
This does mark the 1 year anniversary since the horrific assassination attempt against then candidate Trump, who's now serving his second term. Tyler, you write about this moment in your book in extraordinary terms, in the sense that it really was a pivotal moment in the campaign. What did you determine? What did you learn?
Yeah, I think even Donald Trump would say that it was a pivotal moment in his campaign. In an interview with us, he said, you know, I think I would have won, but maybe it would have been a little bit closer. I think one of the biggest parts of that assassination attempt was what it did to some of the supporters for Donald Trump, particularly Elon Musk. Elon Musk was a reluctant supporter of the president, and then after that assassination attempt went full throttle and gave him more than $250 million to affiliated efforts. Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg came out to praise him. So really it coalesced this movement behind Donald Trump. Also, another remarkable part about that day is that Joe Biden, this is the day that Joe Biden met with Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer basically said, you have to drop out. He met with lawmakers who were also putting pressure on him. So this split screen of what was happening on that day a year ago is just quite extraordinary.
Really? You think the schmuck Schumer Joe Biden thing compares? Now, I get it. It's important in the big picture. Sure it is. But somebody tries to assassinate Donald Trump, and you want to talk about other things. If you watched any of the talking head garbage over the weekend, then you realize that they spent a lot of time not talking about the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt. Why? Why? Donald Trump also weighed in on Rosie O'Donnell. Good Lord, Rosie has lost her ever-loving mind. I can remember the late night. Jeremy, you remember, wasn't it like the Comedy Channel? It was a half-hour show, and they had comics. Now, at the time, 1,000 years ago, it was kind of original, and Rosie O'Donnell was sort of funny. Not like laugh out loud, ha, 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 my God, the best thing ever, but she was still sort of entertaining. I could take 15 minutes of her bits. But she's just, she has spiraled in a way where most of us are starting to ask, why doesn't she get her medication anymore? You know, somebody's got to bring her back to reality. So she left and she moved to Ireland, which I think is fine because the Irish now are not exactly number one on my list. The Irish government has adopted a thoroughly anti-Jewish policy. I wish it weren't true. I wish it were something I could say, well, it's a political thing. We see this differently. We see that. There's no other way to describe it. Ireland has declared they will no longer buy from Jewish merchants located in certain parts of Israel. Not all merchants in Judea, not all merchants in Samaria, but only Jewish merchants in that area. That is now the official policy of the Irish government. Heidi and I used to love going to Ireland. Used to love it. We actually had intended to retire to Ireland. We were there so much. We have dear friends there, right in the, well, I would say in the north. They're in the very end of the Republic before you get into the north. And we were there half a dozen times every year for years. Love them. They're friends. They're family. And we had this whole thing picked out. We were going to retire. We knew exactly the little village. And Julia came along, and because of Julia's disabilities, we would not be allowed to live in Ireland long term. Just like Canada said, no, you can't move up here because your kid is, you know, your kid. She's got issues. We don't want her. Oh, okay. Thanks for your hospitality. But anyway, Rosie has now moved to Ireland, which seems to be a good fit. Take a listen, because President Trump is talking about her as well. Cut number five.
Rosie O'Donnell, she went on Chris Cuomo's show recently. She blames you for the fact that she's overweight, depressed, and drunk. What do you say to that? Do you think PDS is going to ever be in Jetson 5 diapers?
I don't know about Rosie. I watch Rosie. Rosie's a mess. She's a mess. But she left our country, which is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm with him. I think it is. I think it's a good thing. Be gone. Get out of here. We really don't need her back, do we? Can you think of any reason, just one reason, why the United States would be better with Rosie O'Donnell returning? I can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nope, I'm looking right now at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Nobody here coming up with a reason why it would be better with Rosie back. If you can think of a reason, send it to me. No, I'd like to share it, because for the life of me, I can't think of one. 4:20 this afternoon, pair of tickets to head over and see John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's August the 1st, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Love for you to be part of that. All right? Would love for you to win those tickets. We'll do it at 4:20 this afternoon. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35 this afternoon. Talk a little bit about finance and economics, the numbers. Oh, speaking of numbers, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here at 5:35. And I got very, very bad news from Beach right before I took to the airwaves. We have four teams competing in this father figure event. Three of the teams have secured sponsors for their jerseys. The only one that has not, yep, Team Cats. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys on my team. I don't know exactly what they're doing. But I need a business owner in Central Virginia who's willing to step up like three other business owners, pony up some money. Now, it's not a small amount. You're not going to write a check for $50 and you'll be good, but think of the exposure. Think of being on every single jersey. Are you kidding me? For Team Cats? Helping us hoist the trophy? Anyway, I need somebody. So if you can help, you got to be a real business owner, though. I don't think it's going to be just a kind, good Samaritan who says, let me write that check. Maybe there is, but I'm thinking more business. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.